Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Assistant offensive line coach for the New Orleans Saints, former voice of the Saints, Zach Strief, friend of the program. Zach, how are you?
Gentlemen, I'm doing well. How are you?
Good. Thanks for joining us. So you heard it for 90 minutes, that press conference with Sean Payton. That was about as candid and maybe as genuine as I've heard him in 16 years. But what was your reaction when you first heard the news, when he told, I guess, the staff?
And Zach, when you consider, like Christian's saying, I mean, come on, you played for him and you coach with him. I mean, that's monumental.
Yeah, listen, it's obviously it's big news for everybody in that building, really on every level of that building. And it's impactful, you know, to a lot of people. And so the reaction initially, I think there's a little bit of surprise there. Right. And because, you know, this is not something that we haven't necessarily heard in the past, that Sean's, you know, considered it. And yet at the same time, you know, from a personal standpoint, the thing I kept feeling today was that Sean feels at peace at it and he's comfortable with the decision he made. And, you know, when you have friends that reach that point where they just feel comfortable with the decision and where they're at. And I think you just feel good that your buddy's kind of, you know, made a choice that is making him feel right. And, you kind of move on down the road. And I think for most of the guys in the building, you know, on the coaching end, understand that, you know, these things, this happens. And certainly my first experience with it, but to a lot of those guys, you know, there's some familiarity and just kind of understanding that there's always going to be a little bit of unknown in this industry.
Now, Zach, with that being said, I know you probably had this conversation with your wife. Your kids are still too young, but you are like a military brat. If you're in the coaching industry, that you have to be willing to move. People could respect your talents, but you might not live in the same city. I know you've been here forever, and we all love you to keep you here. But is it a little uneasy going forward with your future, who might be the prospective head coach, considering that, I mean, you know what you know. But is that necessarily? You might go north, south, east, west. Who knows where you got to go if you want to be in the coaching business?
I think everybody that enters the industry, and this is obviously something that, you know, my wife and I spoke about at length when we were making the decision to take this job in the first place, was, you know, sometimes coaching takes you places and, you know, you don't always have control over that. And I think everybody that gets into the industry understands that. And listen, this is all very new, and you know, we found out 30 minutes before everybody else found out. And so I think there's lots of decisions to be made. You guys know, obviously, I have a relationship with Sean, but I also have a relationship with the organization and
right.
with Mickey. And what I really think is that whatever Mickey decides will be the right thing for the New Orleans Saints organization. It'll be the right thing for the fan base. I mean, if you don't trust that guy at this point, you're a lost cause. You know, he's just made a lot of really good decisions over the years, and I'm sure that he'll handle it the right way, and the organization, you know, will move on just fine. And, you know, Sean's a big part of that, and he mentioned that, you know, today in his press conference that, you know, he's leaving the organization better than he found it, and there's no question. You know, it's the organization's stability. Now, granted, he was a big part of that, but the way that the organization is perceived, the functionality of the organization is as good as anywhere in football. So, you know, it's obviously not up for me to decide, and, you know, we'll all wait and see together. You know, the only conflict for me is I love the organization as much as I love Coach. And, you know, so there's those two things are going to kind of go separate ways at this point. And, you know, that we kind of deal with that as we go.
Zach, you saw Coach come in first time he had ever been a head coach. The changes in him are the biggest changes you saw with him and at the end of your career, because everybody sort of evolves. In any job they do, there is an evolution along the way. What was the biggest changes you saw with Sean as a first-year head coach, second-year head coach, and then toward the end of your career?
You know what I always felt was really kind of Sean's superpower was his ability to adapt to the environment around him. And by that, you know, yes, early on in Sean's career, things were very different. You know, camps has been, you know, discussed ad nauseum how hard some of the things that we did were. And
Millsaps.
Yeah, exactly. And yet, at the same time, Mike, I think a lot of that was a product of the environment in the NFL at the time. So players coming out of college at that time were used to that. You know, you could push. You could drive guys. You could have that kind of edge about you, make people uncomfortable. And yet as time has gone on, you could say that Sean has changed. But I think what really has happened is that Sean has adapted to the players of today.
I got you.
And the environments that these players are coming from and the style of programs that they're coming out of. And, you know, I think that's always been his greatest gift is his ability to adapt. And so – you know, you say, well, he's changed a lot of ways. In almost every way he's changed. And yet, did he really change, or has he always just had this really great innate ability to adapt and to change with the times and to know his team and to know what his team needed and to be able to give it to him? You know, I think that's really where a lot of those changes have stemmed from. You know, if you'd asked a guy in 06, I don't know they would have identified Sean as a quote-unquote player's coach or a guy that the team, you know what I mean? It was more like, man, this guy's out of control with some of this stuff. And yet I would say if you asked Alvin Kamara, he feels like he does have that relationship with Coach. And I think Sean's just realized that's what is needed for, you know, today's player and today's environment. So there's a lot of changes, almost everything. But, I just think it's part of his abilities.
Zach Strief, assistant offensive line coach for the Saints. Can you hold on? You know how radio works, and you know I'm dealing with A-Bear.
Zach, you got to hold him because
pay Bobby's salary. Come on, Zach.
I got way more questions for Zach. I mean,
can you hang Zach?
Well, we need Zach on.
Yeah, I'll hang on, guys.
All right, we'll step away and come back. This is Sports Talk on WWL. Bobby, Mike, and Christian back here on Sports Talk. We're hanging out with Zach Strief, friend of the program, obviously, former Saints play-by-play guy, and now Saints assistant offensive line coach. Zach, I'm going to turn you over to the cannon.
Well, Zach got a lot of wisdom. I trust Zach as a player. Anybody goes to Northwestern University in Chicago, he had to go to class. I know he had to go to class.
He's buttering you up,
and
Zach.
To be highly successful.
Yeah, I know.
but Zach, when I look at right now, I'm gonna read a text. Okay, this is from, let me see, I gotta get my glasses on. 06, 98. Zach, do you worry about the stability of the team? Is Dennis Allen not just an obvious choice, but the right choice? And then wouldn't Aaron Glenn be the right choice when you look at it? The Rooney Rule and all what comes about. Because I can tell you right now, you won't have to move if Dennis Allen or Aaron Glenn's the coach, the head coach for the Saints.
Well, first of all, I'd speak to the stability of the organization. And I think Sean made this point several times as well. I don't know that there's many organizations in all sports that are as stable as the Saints are. You know, at the end of the day, I think Mrs. Benson has created and has carried on an environment where you have an organization that is patient and thoughtful. They don't make rash decisions. They're going to think through this the right way. That leads down to Dennis Lauscha, who I think does a great job, you know, making all these decisions fit into the Saints from a business perspective. And that allows them to let Mickey Loomis make all these football decisions based on football and based on what he believes in. And you know, at the end of the day, as much as so much of this organization was about Sean and things that Sean brought to the organization,
right?
But so much of that was also rooted in Mickey. And so I don't think without losing the ownership, without losing, you know, Mickey Loomis, I think the stability of the organization is in really good hands. Now, as far as who's the best person for that job, you know, that's incredibly hard for me to answer. That's hard for anybody to answer.
Right.
And, you know, here's the thing. I do have experience with Dennis Allen as a head coach, right? We won a game with him, beat the defending Super Bowl champs,
yep.
Nothing with him. I think he's got a lot of respect in the building. I think, obviously, you know, he's a guy that's been a head coach before and probably not in the fairest of circumstances when he was – it's not
– with the Raiders,
maybe not.
Yeah.
He definitely wasn't in the fairest of circumstances with the Raiders, who basically blew the whole roster up when he got there. And so, listen, you've got a great candidate there. I think – I don't think anybody in the building doesn't see Dennis Allen as a very possible – candidate. And then you talk about Aaron Glenn, and listen, Aaron Glenn was here a year ago. I think Aaron Glenn's a guy that's going to be a head coach in this league at some point. I saw a report that they were bringing him in. Certainly no one runs that stuff by me. But you know, he's a guy that I certainly know, I played with. And again, here's your conflict, Bobby. My family is here. My wife is from here. I've been
right
here for a long time now, 16 years. I would love to stay. I also want the organization to do what's best for the organization because I love the organization too. So there's kind of that selfishness.
Right.
And then there's, you know, and maybe those two things, you know, match up, Bobby. Maybe what's best for the organization ends up being best for my family as well, and that would be great. But, you know, those decisions will be made here in the coming weeks.
Now, you know, Zach, I look at all the adversity dealing with COVID and you're dealing with the hurricane, you're dealing with all the injuries. But to me, listen, you're running the offensive line, or you're a part of that and all that. Like, what were the challenges? Because you know what's frustrating to me as a Saints fan? Because I've witnessed, we've been unbelievable from the center and the two guards. And then you look at the tackles. When they were, like Teron Armstead and Ryan Ramczyk, you got the best duo of tackles. But I look at the interior. And where we at? Okay, Andres Pete goes down, and then you got Cesar Ruiz, who's expected to live up to the number one draft pick billing. He wasn't even better than Throgmorton. And then you got, all of a sudden, you got the center position. We've had outstanding centers. Now, maybe not necessarily with Brian De La Puente, considering you got Jari Evans and Carl Nix. But how challenging that was for you as a coach, because Cesar Ruiz played every game, but he might have been the weak link.
Well, for one, I think that's always, you know, one of those things. It's very easy to kind of make a big grand statement like that. I don't think it's true, right? But it's easy to kind of take a whole picture of the whole thing. You've got a guy in Cesar Ruiz who's extremely talented. He's taken every snap of his entire football life at center, right? And
right,
you know, he comes to New Orleans, and we have a great center, maybe the best center in football. You know, he's in that conversation. And so, you know, Caesar's playing guard, and I think Caesar has made a jump from year one to year two. And I think if you asked Caesar, he would agree with this statement. He needs to make a bigger jump from year two to year three. But it's not for lack of trying. The kid works his tail off every single day, wants to get better, and we saw growth. What we need is consistency from him day in and day out, game in and game out. And quite honestly, the same thing goes for Andres, and I think both those guys are aware of that. You know, you see Andres do some pretty incredible things on a football field.
Run blocking, but not pass blocking. I could say run blocking, pass blocking. No, I don't know.
Again, it's a consistency problem, right?
Right.
Andres is going to continue to have to work on that, and Andres knows that. And the great thing is he wants to work on it. And it's not some deal where you got guys that, you know, are sitting around not trying or not doing anything. I think both of those guys.
I'm trying, coach.
Well, you know, you don't get that. And what you get is, what do I need to do? What did I do? And I think more than anything, especially with a young player like Caesar, is you have a player that's starting to be able to self-diagnose and understand. Because, Bobby, it's very easy to say, oh, well, he got beat. Okay, great. I don't need a player to tell me he got beat. I can see that, right? What happened? What happened? Was the set bad, right? Were you out of balance in the wrong place? Were you squared to your target? Can you identify that at full speed on the fly in the middle of a game so that if it happens on second down, it doesn't happen again on third down? And those things take a lot of time. And, Bobby, this is one thing that, you know, you didn't have this issue as a player. I didn't have this as a young player. But, man, you don't get 1,000 chances in training camp to work on that.
Zach.
You don't have 1,500 reps. Well, you got to get it done quickly, and those guys will just have to keep growing in that way.
Zach, we got to run. I appreciate the time.
All right, buddy. All right, guys. Thanks.
All right, this is Sports Talk here on WWL.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.